God has created all things at the level of sensations and perceptions. Imam Rabbani, regarded as one of the greatest scholars in the history of Islam, explains this in his letters. Only God existed, and there was none but Him. When He willed that His hidden perfection should appear, He made each of His names a sign, so that His perfection would be manifested in that appearance. Nothing but non-being is suitable to be the place of appearance for being and its subjects, because the opposite and contrary of being is non-being alone. Accordingly, the glorious God with His perfect might determined in the realm of non-being a sign for each of His names. And He created that sign in the sphere of perceptions and imagination at the time He willed and in the way He willed. The permanence of the world is not at the exterior level, but at the level of perception and imagination. Even at the exterior level, nothing has absolute existence apart from the being and attributes of Almighty God. Even though the Wahdatul Wujud viewed has deviated from the truth by misunderstanding this reality and rejecting the existence of all creation, great scholar Imam Rabbani set the right measure on this subject. According to Imam Rabbani, all beings are shadow beings relative to God. However, just as we can never reach the material universe, neither can we have full knowledge of its true essence. All we know is the existence of the Creator who brought all these things into being, in other words, God. To express that truth, great Islamic scholars like Imam Rabbani have said that the only absolute being is God, and that all the rest, except Him, are shadow entities. That is because the world we see is entirely in our minds, and to directly experience its counterpart in the external world is totally impossible. It can clearly be seen that the facts unearthed by modern physics and physiology are those already imparted by Islamic scholars, and, what is more, many hundreds of years ago.